Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News from Milwaukee, where we are broadcasting to you from the Republican National Convention with all the sights, the smells, and the sounds, and no pepper spray. I mean, I genuinely thought there'd be activity, and there has been very, very little outside of the convention. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is one of our key sponsors for the broadcast all week. Appreciate them supporting this effort to bring you local coverage of this pretty important event, I would say. Lisa Newell is back in Gulf Breeze this morning. She's the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, and she joins us every Thursday. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
I'm broadcasting from the beautiful downtown Gulf Breeze. It's Lisa Newell. Hey.
Our on-location reporter.
That's right. That's right. We had a great week last week as well. Sounds like you're having a good time. But the Blue Angels, of course, we just have to say hats off, salute to the Blue Angels, and what a great show. The weather was wonderful. We had a huge number of people who were able to enjoy that show. And, you know, once you get through the Blue Angels, it's like all of a sudden you realize, school starts in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right around the corner. So we have to shift gears right away. Yes, absolutely. But it was a great, great experience.
You've got a story about the Bay Bridge owners.
Yeah. So Bay Bridge is that little complex right before you get onto the Bay Bridge in Gulf Breeze. It is a townhome and it has also commercial properties there. And it has a few freestanding homes. And they have had trouble with their water system for quite a long time. When that place was built back in the 80s, the water system did not meet the code. And okay. It has just continued to deteriorate, water loss, you know, just gallons and gallons of water. And it's undermining some of the roads. So they have asked the city to step in, and there's going to be an assessment. They voted to assess the owners for this project, which is going to be over $2 million. To rebuild their sewer system. So it's going to be a very big job. Hopefully it will take care of the problem forever. So that is a big step.
Good. Well, and you know, hopefully it works. That'd be the goal. The city is looking again at its agreement with the Gulf Breeze Sports Association. What's this all about?
So Gulf Breeze Sports Association is, you know, the rec league. It's got for, you know, the kids who play football, baseball, soccer, all of those things in Gulf Breeze. And it has a very close working relationship with the city because the City Parks and Recreation is a partner in that, and they provide the fields and maintain the fields. And it's a very good relationship. And a lot of people enjoy that relationship so much that they want their kids to play there, even if they live outside the city. So a lot of the time, you know, we end up with, it could possibly be that there's a 70-30 split. You want to make sure that you still have representation on that board by people who actually are city limits, people who live in the city limits, mm-hmm. and pay taxes. So they are considering how to make that more equitable for everyone and make sure that it does include more people who are in the leadership role who live in the city.
Got it. Okay. Schools in Santa Rosa have improved?
Yeah, they got this really great report that they have had significant achievements for last year. They saw improvements in 13 of 14 assessed categories, and some of them are in the top 10 in the state. So we have really got a lot to be proud of in Santa Rosa County. Our school district completely continues to amaze. We're one of the lowest funded school systems in the state, and yet the proof is that we have got so many excellent teachers, and we've got great parents and great volunteers who make that school system wonderful. So congratulations to all the students who made us proud yet again.
Absolutely. We also have been having, I heard the Santa Rosa County Commission talking about this issue with the parking on Navarre Beach because, you know, some people put like food trucks on the lot and then there's fewer parking spaces. So people then park somewhere else and they feel like that's, you know, taking up their parking. Is this kind of what the story's about?
Do you remember back in the day when, you know, basically Navarre Beach was so sleepy that this wasn't even an issue? But it's not a secret place anymore. It's gotten so big that parking is a premium. And of course, this is just one more example how some businesses take their parking lots up for an event, bring in tents and food trucks and everything else. Then their patrons have nowhere to park. So they end up parking in some other place that's not designated. And as they said, there's one person who, or one business who continually does this. They didn't name that business. But, you know, apparently they need to, so they're going to try to come up with some kind of a regulation to say you cannot continually force your patrons into other people's parking lots.
Yeah, and you know, it's something you don't think about till it's a problem. And I thought I heard the attorney, Tom Danheiser, mention that they think they've got this solved anyway. So that's a bit of good news, too. The library is doing digital literacy training. The American Legion is raising money for a new facility. And a surfing program tonight?
Yeah, the Gulf Breeze Historical Society tonight is going to have a program about the history of surfing locally. Yeah. That should be really fun if you like to surf or if you like history. It would be a great program. It's going to be tonight at 6 p.m. at the Community Center and, of course, open to everyone. And you might just find out you like the history group and want to join. It'll be a wonderful time.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating topic. Very cool. Well, thanks for bringing that to our awareness, Lisa. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday. Lisa, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, and I hope you enjoy your time in Milwaukee.